proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We continue our study on the Sermon on the Mount by looking at two statements Jesus Christ made regarding the Mosaic Law. References that indicated that his marks were directed at an audience that knew the basics of the Jewish faith. The Lord said, quote, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." He went on to say that, quote, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." What did he mean by those last three words? The Savior wanted to assure his adherents that his doctrines were not representing a radical break from the law of Moses. Indeed, rather than rescinding that legal code, Jesus Christ amplified its requirements. The Apostle Paul made an argument in the 7th chapter of Romans which expressed his vexation as trying to live as a righteous man while under the law of Moses. He penned these words, quote, "I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." Unquote. By contrast, in the Epistle of Romans, Paul wrote about, quote, "The righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is by faith, the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe." Unquote. Moreover, according to the 2nd chapter of Galatians, Paul indicated, quote, "A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ." In short, God gave the free gift of righteousness to everyone who believes on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also cited various precepts from the Mosaic Law, contrasting these with his own pronouncement as a way of indicating that the righteousness that he required would be above and beyond that which even the Mosaic Law mandated. For example, the Savior exclaimed, quote, "It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement." Unquote. By contrast, he said that "Whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed adultery." Unquote. The Mosaic Law allowed for divorce, but carefully regulated the use of that practice. What was God's original intention? As Jesus Christ told a group of Pharisees in Matthew chapter 19, quote, "Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so." Unquote. The Lord's viewpoint corresponded with a statement in Malachi chapter 2, wherein God declared that, quote, "The Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously." Unquote. The context of that passage indicated that the treachery to which Malachi referred involved a man putting away his wife, that is to say, divorcing her. Indeed, by Jesus Christ's time, the Pharisees were recognizing that divorce was not only allowed by the Mosaic Law, but could be put into practice for any reason. Thus, Jesus Christ's callback to the second chapter of Genesis to show that it was not originally that way. In short, the Savior did not find fault with the Mosaic Law. Instead, he went beyond the prescriptions in that legal code, and he focused on the inward moral wickedness of a person. So his requirements for upright living exceeded those set forth in the law. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.